you.
Let's pray.
Father, the children are gathered here. And Lord, you are the only one who can feed your children, Lord. And we come together, Father, in thy name. And we believe, Lord, that you serve the table for that purpose, Lord God, we come. We come to hear you. Our hearts, Lord God, are thirsting, are hungering, Lord, for that small voice, Lord God, to the hearts of men, Father. We pray, Father, that now you come and take over, Lord. And we know, Father, that when you're here, when you take over, Lord God, everything is under control, Lord. It will be said what you want to be said, Lord. Father, we pray that you take that which you say to the hearts of the people down deep, Lord God, that every one of us will be a witness to themselves, Father, that you spoke to us this morning, Lord. I surrender, Lord God, to you. Let every heart, Lord God, in this room surrender, Lord God. Take over is our prayer now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You can get seated. Thank you. I'm glad to see every one of you. Thank you. We are quite a big group this morning, and that is good. That is good. Thank you. Thank you for every one of you. I really appreciate when people come and sit down. It's good. Even coming to sit down there is very good. It's a service to the Lord. Sometimes we don't know that. But if you think that you are called as a preacher, that's good. But I don't think you can be called and there's nobody to preach to. So when a preacher is called, there are some people who are called to listen to that preacher.
Amen.
And sometimes we just think about the service of a minister. We don't think the services that you people, when you're seated there and listening, that you do to God. And God do bless you for that. Sometimes you don't know that. And everybody who does something, like even cleaning the place, is very important. Driving down the road, whatever you do for God, it will never go unrewarded. Met a senior, bring that thing there so well. God bless you for that. And everybody else. I felt like I was being insulted in Kenya when I was called a donkey. They called me a donkey in Kenya. Because, you know, I'm everywhere helping everybody. And unfortunately, a donkey is not as good as a horse. I like to call my brother Michael a horse because he's our donkey here. He carries everybody's back and everything like that. And thank you very much. God releases some people like that who carries the burden of for his own purpose. And you try to be like him and you break your neck. You don't go... Just be yourself. Just be what God made you.
Amen.
God had a purpose. Even calling you and sitting you down there, God had a purpose. Appreciate that. Do it the best you can. Do it the best you know how. And know that you're serving the Lord. Maybe you're a finger. Maybe I'm just a nail. You think it's not important? Sometimes God uses nails. So don't worry, whatever you are.
Amen.
God brought you here for a purpose. And
right.
Thank you very much. Today, I tried to go to something else, and I was not able to, so I feel like I'll just come with this, however God wants us to go. I may not finish reading all the quotes. There are many. And Dad gave me a very good computer. I'm very thankful for that. And I've not been able to say this quote, but... from here henceforth, I've been very nervous. I just try to go here. And I know God has a purpose for that. You know, studying something, and you feel like that is what God wants you to bring. And then at the end of it, then you feel, no, that's not the day. You've studied, you have your quotes, you have everything, quotes and quotes. And then you feel like, but that's not the way the Lord leads you. And I struggled because I didn't want to bring that. And I've been wanting to bring that, and then I was not able to do that. And I come to this, and I have so many quotes, I don't know where to put them. But this time, I have a computer that has WhatsApp. I'm going to try to put those quotes there. I don't know, sometimes you feel like... I've tried even this morning to put a quote there. And I'm going to, this is good, this is good, I'm going to put it there on the group. And then you find the one down there, it's also very, very good. And then you, I don't know, I end up not putting nothing. I'm sorry. But I'm sure that this time, all these quotes, even if I don't read them, I'm going to put more of them in the groups. And we can just have a look at them. It blesses you, it does. If it's not for now, maybe you refer it tomorrow. Sometimes you don't know why you have it in your mind or you have it in your heart, like it's something. It might be anointed for me today, but you put it there, it might be anointed for you tomorrow. So thank you very much. As Brother Don said, I'm not going to preach for a long time. I'm just going to cut it wherever it comes to, and then I'll go. Immediately I'll go. I'm catching my flight around 6, and I'm supposed to be there 3 hours before time. So we are hoping that I'm going to leave here around 2. I'll be on my way at around 2, so they'll be in the airport. They canceled my flight because of they bombed the place where I'm going. They bombed just around there. They bombed it and for a time. And then they canceled the flights. No flights were going there. And then they say they opened the flights again on Friday. So they said, okay, I'm going. And they said, don't come because it's scary a bit here. I said, my wife told them, no, he's not. He's not scared. He wants and he has in his heart to be with you. And if they allow me, are you there? I'll be with you. It doesn't matter. I'm not scared. Ordinarily, I'd be scared, but God has put me in my heart to go talk to them and be with them. So I'm going to be with them. One day they are gathering about 300 people. For a day, I don't know whether it will be possible now after all this. The other day, I think that 2 days is a denominational group that is gathering together. I'll visit 2 churches, big denominations. And you pray for me. I don't know how to preach to non-believers. I don't know. I even don't know what. And I told Brother Keenan like that, and Brother Keenan told me, just go there, start there, and talk. I mean, I wish it's easier than that. And I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to do that. Because I've studied, I've done it, but I don't know how to preach to non-believers. I don't know. I don't know where to start. I don't know. Because I have a problem. I don't believe that you start there. Repent ye your sins and be... But I don't believe like that. I don't believe it like that. I believe the people can only be saved by the message of this hour.
Amen.
So if I can't bring the message of this hour to you, then I don't know how to preach. That's my problem. So I don't know where to start to bring the message of this. And that's very serious. That's very serious. It's the message of the hour that can save you. Nothing else. You try to bring the people the message of Brother Branham of the Seventh Church Age. It is not going to do nothing to them. In fact, you are preaching, you had better not even preach to them. You're preaching to them death. You understand that? So you bring this, however hard it is, end up by telling people, Jesus Christ is here.
Amen.
How you go about it, I don't know. That's my, to the non-believers. Pray for me. If I don't do that, it kills me. It kills me. If I go to the people and I don't tell them that, this is the message of the hour, and I read it there before them. If I don't do that, it kills me. When I go back to sleeping, I don't even sleep. I'm disturbed. What did I do? I wasted all that time. I don't believe wasting time for souls. I don't believe in that. I believe you start and give this, the right thing to the people that is life to them. If you cannot do that, I feel like I'm dying. I don't know how to preach. Sometimes I feel like I'm not a preacher, brothers. And I let other people preach, and I've always let other people preach, especially to non-believers. But again, it comes to a time that the Lord has fallen on me, and I've got to do something, and the Lord will do something on that. So they're gathering. So later on they said no. Later on they said again no, you can't come. And they cancelled my flight. And up until I think Friday evening, it was still cancelled. I think yesterday morning it was still cancelled. And yesterday around 10, I think, they announced that the Trump has talked to them, has called the Indian Prime Minister or something like that, and the President of Pakistan or something like that. And he got them together, and he declared a ceasefire. And the flights started flying now. So it was opened again. But all that time, opening and shutting, I knew I was going. I said, I'm going. They tried to tell me I'm not going. I said, no, I'm coming. If there's a flight going there, I'll go there. I don't know that. And it turned out to be now, my again, went there and rebooked. And now I'm booked just exactly. And I called them. The flight, my itinerary is on course, and I'm coming. So pray for me, because I mean, just all that. I know I cannot depend on myself. I cannot depend on what I've studied. I cannot depend on what I can do. I can't depend on that. If he doesn't do something, then all my work and things are in vain. So I don't want that. I want him to do something. And I remember I went to Burundi, and the pastor asked me a question. And the pastor asked me a question before his congregation. And I didn't want to answer. I said, do you want me to answer that? I said, do you want me to answer that? The way the prophet said it? He said, yes, answer the way you know. And I knew he was trying to tell the people that opposite of what the answer was. I knew that. I would I talk to you? And I said, no, just answer. I said, okay. And you know, I can't say nothing else except what he says. And I said it. I never saw him do this. Look down. There's nothing I can do. Brother, sometimes out there, you say things that will make people hate you. And that's the hard thing about the fields, brother. The mission fields, Brother Don. You got to say it. Sometimes people don't want it. Sometimes people fight you. But you got to say it. And it's not easy. So today I want to go with that. And this, as I said, was triggered by Dad. Dad, at the Easter meetings, he said something. And then I said, what? And I thought, okay, that's true. And I've read that. I've not seen it like that. And he said something. And I said, what? And then he said, I'm going to send you a quote on that. And he didn't say a whole quote. He said some 1, 2, 3, 4 lines. He said the whole thing. It's triggered me. Now I've gone everywhere. I've seen so many quotes. So many quotes like that. And then I also heard Brother Don preach on Sunday. And he was... on those lines again, and I felt so good again when I talked to him. There's a fellowship with Dad in the beach a bit, and I heard him coming on those lines again. I said, and I told Don, I think God is wanting a certain line that God is coming with, and I feel like there's a certain channel that God is putting us into, where the power of the word is supposed to be in us. The power of the revelation of the word is supposed to be in us. And I think that's something. I don't know where it will add to, because I hear Dad's mind is so much in that. I fellowship with him for an hour or so, maybe more than an hour or something like that. I don't have Don't Preach, and 2 services now, and he's really on that. And I think God is talking to us somehow. Amen. In a certain direction. And praise be to God, because he cares. Amen. Don't worry about my quotes. My quotes are many. I may not read them all. My idea on that when I came with it was that when you see these things is that it's not God, it's not we people who tell ourselves. God worketh both to will and to do. It's not who, like the prophet making squeals. It is not the prophet who tells himself, now I'm going to make squeals. It's not. And I was saying that that's why we cannot go to the hospital with the Bible and these quotes. And the quotes of healing and tell them, everybody, wake up and walk, wake up and walk. We can't do that. Because it is him who, by us, trying to do like somebody did it or like the prophet did it because it was said, because the Bible says we can't do that. We got to wait until he does it.
Amen.
We got to wait until he says it himself.
Yes, sir.
And that was how I was coming with this. And I came very light on the other time. That is God both to will to do that, to will to do the right thing, to do God's word. It's not you who does it. To will, I'm not talking about to do. I'm talking about to will. If I want to do something for God, it's not you. It's not you. I want to speak something. I want to go pray for something. It's not you. It's God who makes you will to do that.
Amen.
From the start to the end, that even that idea that you have is God's who brings it. Sometimes we think because we studied, because we prayed, because we did this. And there was a song that was being sung in Kenya that God, can't you remember the good things that I did to you? There's nothing you did to God. There's nothing. Zero. You did zero. You did nothing. It's God from the beginning to the end.
Yes, sir.
It's God who gave you an idea. It's God who came and took that idea, put it somewhere and put it in your hand and you started doing it. It's God who has that from the end to the beginning, to the beginning to the end. It's God who does that. To will, how about to do? How about to serve that? How about to serve? Is him again who pushes you?
That's right.
Is again who? If you're gonna hold something on your hand, is God who puts that hand there? Is God who makes that hand move? Is God from A to Z? Is God in everything?
Amen.
It's not because I did. Because no, it's not. That was my idea, and that's a scripture. And we read the scriptures. Let this mind of God in God be in you. And that scripture goes there. The scripture goes down there. That is God who, I think, let me read it just the way it is. Because just that line and we see. I think I had it the other day. So I think it should be here. It reads like this. This was first. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of the others. That's Philippians 2:4. On others. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Verse 13 says, for it's God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That's where we were. We're talking about that. Today, we are approaching it differently a bit. But it's the same idea. That's why I called it part two. Let me come down here. I lost it a bit. Okay. That's why I called it part two. I want to come with something like, it's just like that, but I want to come with something like, I want you to search. Hattie said the right thing. Hattie? Whose children were saved? I'm going to read a story about her here. She said the right thing. And the prophet says, there are times that you say just the right thing that touches God. But now, the right thing that Hattie is said to have said does not have any meaning to generally when you look at it. He said, amen. He said, that's nothing but the truth. How many times do you say, it's nothing but the truth, but he's not saying it yet. But she said it, and the prophet has said about 10 times, and he said also something else. That he said that same thing was said by Brother Banks Woods. He said, Brother Banku said the right thing. And when he said the right thing, it brought God from heaven, came down and touched. And the prophet said, the Holy Ghost came around and did something. And a fish was raised. God came and raised a fish. He said, in a moment, thus says the Lord. So a small animal is going to raise up. Because of Banku's saying the right thing. That's what he says. That's what he says. It doesn't sound like as anything. Because do you know what Bank said? Do you know what Bank said? Bank Woods had just come to this faith. Or they were with other people who had come from Jehovah Witnesses faith. And now the prophet said they had come to this faith. And now, do you know what he said? He said, let us go here and tell these people, a certain group of people that were there, his friends, let us go there and tell them that we have come to this. We were wrong there. This is it. What is it? He actually was trying to say, let's go tell them the message of the hour. What now we believe? Let's go tell them. And that saying that, he said, that was the right thing. I don't know how that sounds like the right thing. It doesn't. It sounds, we say that very many times. It's just like the Bible said that you cannot call Jesus Christ unless you have the Holy Ghost. How many? He said, even in people when they're drinking, they say, yeah, Christ, Jesus. They say that. That's the thing that he's saying. You said the right thing. Or he said the right thing. Until he brought God down. And God could do those things. Amen. About Sister Hattie, I'm going to read the story. But Sister Hattie was simply saying, that is true. What was he saying? She was given the story about the making of the squirrels. That we made squirrels. That we made somewhere and God created squirrels. So the prophet was actually giving that testimony. That God created squirrels from nowhere, from nothing. From nothing, and the squirrels were there. And Sister Hattie, but if you read very many stories about that, you hear that when Sister Hattie was saying that, she was crying. She was crying. When those stories are being given about God, Sister Hattie and the whole room, you feel it's kind of tense, and Sister Hattie is crying. He said, it is nothing but the truth. He said, amen. And he says, that, what is that? That doesn't sound much. Praise God. But that touched God. And the prophet has said so many times, about 10 times, but she said the right thing. What is this right thing? It's so simple. We see it by everybody. Why is it called now the right thing by God? But when Hattie says it, he says it in a certain channel. He says it in a certain way. It's not him saying it. It's not him saying it. It came from somewhere. It's God who said it.
Amen.
And when he said it, praise be God. It was not his word. It was not the word like any other. It was God speaking. Touch God, and God came down and said, say whatever, that's it, Lord. Say whatever, you will, and it will happen.
Amen.
I didn't put that quote there. I'll put it in the groups. He says, there are times that you say it. You say it right, there are times, not all the times. Because you can say the same thing. You can just say, Jesus is Christ. You can say, in the name of Jesus, and nothing happens. But sometimes you can say, in Jesus' name, and then it's not you. It's not this mouth. It's not me. It's not Stanley. It's not me saying it. It's not me. It's not my mind. It's him speaking. And when he does, the prophet said, when that happens, it doesn't matter what it is. The prophet says, you look at Moses, and maybe I'm going to read it. You look at Moses. Moses said, let there be fries. He raised up his stick and said, let there be fries. And the prophet said, for a moment, maybe for an hour, I don't know how long it took, for an hour or for some time, there were no fries. There were no nothing for some time. Amen. But to Moses, it was done. He said it and just like nothing. And he went his way. It doesn't matter. Why he said it? Though it's Moses who said it, but he said it. He said it. He, not him, not you, not me, not Moses. He said it. Though he used Brother Moses' mouth.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what. Let all heavens, let all earth, let everything say no. It's going to be done. The price has got to come.
Amen.
Because he said it.
That's right.
Praise be to God. But it came from the mouth of Moses. Now, so that's one thing, saying the right thing. What was Hattie saying? That is nothing but the truth. that the prophet created. We don't have time. Maybe that can come to another time. I would like to bring it another time. Maybe I've said it before. I don't know. But you know what that was? That was the third pole. Before the third pole came. I wish I had a blackboard here a bit, but that's not my topic. But it was the third pole before the third pole came. What was the third pole? What was the third pole? By the way, you young girls, do you know what the pools are? The pools. The pools. You know, sometimes we talk about the pools, and we just talk like that. What are the pools, Cameroon? What are the pools? The first pool was to pull people. It was pulling people to something. God was trying to pull people to him. Can you get that? So the first pool was just a small pool. It was hearing, attracting people. It's attraction. It was attracting people to come. What was the second pool? It's getting nearer. It's getting nearer. What is the third pool? That pool is coming to him. It's here. It's done. That was the third pool. So that was the third pool before the third pool. That's why I call it the third pool before the third pool. Second pool was the third pool before the third pool. You, if you are taping it, if somebody is listening in, if you have a question on that, let me know. And I can maybe give a quote or an explanation, something like that. Is the third pool, what was it? That was 1959, before 59. You remember that? That was before 1959, when I think it's 50, before 50, between 58 and 59, when he made the schools, when these things were happening, and it was the third pool. But what was that? What was the time of that? The time that was happening, what time was that? It was the time of the second pool. So what was the second pool? What was and that is what Hatia is saying. It is exactly right. He's here. He's here in one man called William Abraham. Praise be to God. Do you know that? That's exactly the same thing the woman of the well said. Is it when? This is the time. This is the message of the hour. This is time for this message. This is the time for this message. This is time for the Messiah. One man, God in one man, to be here. That was the second pool. Second pool was God in one man. If you young people remember that. It was God in one man. God with your Marion Abraham. It was just one man. That was the wholeness of God in one man. That was the second pool. That is why he could say, yeah, that's why. What is it? It's putting you closer. It's, the second pool is putting you closer. You know, people come to see what is being healed. Somebody didn't have a leg. Now I can see his leg. Come to see that. Oh, this is a miracle. They come to see the miracle and they are pulled there. They are pulled. Come. And they are come closer. Now the second one is, he's reading your thoughts. He says, if God was here in this court, and he holds his coat, if God was here, that's the second pool. If God was here in this court, and he closes like that, and would he do like he did at the tent of Abraham, and he turns around. And he reads their minds. Who is that? Just like he did at the well. Yeah. Praise to God. And when he did, that woman recognized the message of that hour. Yeah. The second pool. God in one man. And he said, when the Messiah does that. Did you remember that? Sometimes we think, when God does that, he's going to do like Hatia. Do anything and I'm going to do a miracle. No. What miracle happened to that woman in the well? Did you realize that Jesus did not even tell him, your many sins are forgiven. Like the other harlot, he didn't tell her nothing. He just thought, I'm he. That's enough. What is it? The revelation. The power of the revelation. That's the main thing. Other things can follow. When the power of the revelation or the message of the hour comes into you, the other things can follow. You want to do a miracle? If God wants, it can happen. Whatever you want to create, it can create. Whatever God wants. But the main thing has come. That's the greatest miracle, brothers. The revelation of the message of that hour. That's saying the right thing. That's saying the right thing, brothers. That's why that woman left. What happened? You see. That woman is not felt like she did nothing. That was over. The only thing Jesus said, I'm he. That's all, I'm he. And he left him Yeah, that's right. He left him. He left the water. He left the well and ran. Something had happened. Some power, some the revelation of the message of the hour had done something, had turned her around to something else. She was a different woman now. Amen. You see, your many sins are forgiven. It is not needful. It's not. It's done. When that seed is quickened, amen. When it has life, you give me another miracle. Tell me of another great miracle. I don't know of any.
Amen.
I don't know of any, brothers. We don't realize ourselves, brothers, because we don't go around stuttering creepers. Silver and gold have we not? Wake up and walk. Because you don't do that, that's not needful. That's not need. That's not important. You remember when that woman, and I'm going to read, but let me just talk a bit. You remember that woman? When Hattie spoke like that, he was told, say anything you want, that says the Lord, you're going to give it. And he started saying, Brother Branham, what do I do now? What do I say? And the Brother Branham would tell him, there's a cripple here, your sister. He's been crippled, and the prophet was healing everybody. He has not healed her. Who taught you? Let me ask you, who taught you that all cripples are supposed to be healed? Who taught you that? Who told you all people are supposed to be healed? Who told you I should not die? You are crying there, you don't want to be healed. That's okay, and that's your desire, and God can give you your desire, no problem. But it may be my time to die. That's not a miracle. It's a miracle, it's not a great miracle. The greatest miracle is, when I die, or live, Paul said, if I die, if I die, if I live, it's gain for you because I'm going to continue preaching for you. But if I die, that's all right. One of these days, anyways, I'm going to die. Healing is not as great. And we got to come to a place where we value the real things.
Amen.
We should come to a place where we major. Amen. On the majors. We don't major on minor. Hearing is a minor.
Amen.
Miracles is a minor.
Yes,
praise be to God. Those are minors. They are major things. The revelation of the message of the hour. And let me tell you something. Because maybe people are listening in. And there was a question and somebody asking that people can, the foolish virgin. I took a bit on an hour like that, preaching to somebody about the foolish virgin. Listen very carefully. There's no other salvation except the rapture. There's no more salvation except the rapture. The salvation today is you being married to Christ.
Amen.
Because he's come to marry a bride.
That's right.
And the bride and the bridegroom has become one.
Amen.
And that is what is happening today. If anybody comes, says, I'm saved now, he's saying he's saved. Because he's married. Can you get that?
Amen.
Believing that he will come, that is killing you. That's another message of the hour. You young girls, young boys, remember that. The message of the hour is that he's come and he's marrying a bride. We are in that age of marriage.
Amen.
If anybody can be saved today, it's a marriage. You go to God and get married. That's a message of the hour. Outside of that, you're not saying nothing. Inside of that, you are saying it.
Right.
You are saying it. Just like Hattie said it. You might not be told by God. You might not be told by God. Say whatever you are, I'm going to give you. But that is exactly what he will do. That's exactly what he will do. Say what you will and I'll give it to you. What? Salvation. Marriage. You are taken over. You belong to him. This revelation that he has come is the message of the hour.
Amen.
Paragraph 240. 240. Yeah, 240. Paragraph 240. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. You don't even have the Holy Ghost if you've not seen this. And that's a strong one. You don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost today is that you have seen. That's what he says. The Holy Ghost today, that you are born again today. If you want to read it, you can read it. Paragraph 240. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. The Holy Ghost today, that you are born again today, is that you have seen this revelation. Which revelation? That he has come. Hannah, why are you looking at me like that? That's exactly right. If you don't see that, be on your knees. That's the message of there, but you've not gotten it. And nothing works today except that. Except the message of the hour. You got to come to a place where you see that. If he opens that to you, that's all. You are in it.
Amen.
When you speak now about that message, you're speaking the right thing. God can say just like he said about Hattie. She said Amen. The right thing.
That's right.
Amen. Hattie said the right thing. God in one man, William Branham. That what is God? What is God here on earth? He's got, that's the Zadipu. The Zadipu is him. When he comes, that's the. Okay, let's read this. But that's the way I'm gonna go, and the quotes are gonna go that direction. If you don't read everything, that's okay. Now I'm gonna start here. And you people, forgive me. You the people here with Brother Holmes, forgive me. Because you are brought up with reading quotes, and that's good. I've tried to do that several times, and I fail. I fail miserably most of the times. I don't think it can be counted the times that I've finished my quotes here. I'm a preacher, and I'm not as great as you are. I can't do like you do, and you do great. I love it. And sometimes, like all the people are gathered here, like today, when I realize everybody's coming, I thought, why can't Don preach? Those could come to me. Why can't Don preach? And you know, he can do the better. He can do much better. And I'm just sometimes feel like I'm wasting your time. But forgive me for that. So let's come to this. So this is that story about Hattie, and I've just talked about it. So maybe you understand what I'm saying. So where did them screws come from? There was none there. Not even a place for them. Just like on a telephone pole right there. And I seen it happen 8 straight times. And I said, you know, he made more squeals than 3. The people talk about 3. He made more squeals. Yeah, you can hold it up. Okay, yeah, I said, I don't know where it came from. I said, only thing I know that God tried to confirm a message to Abraham one time. Look at that. God wanted to confirm a message to Abraham. Okay, one time. And he spoke Aram into existence. What is it? Confirm a message to Abraham. It was about the message. It was about the message of that hour. It was something that God was confirming to Abraham. Praise be to God. One time. And he spoke Aram into existence because he needed Aram to confirm it. It must have been that. I needed a squeal to speak mine. And he did it 8 straight times. Or 7 straight times. Rather, 7 straight times. It's not 8, actually, it's 7. Okay, it's it. And Hattie, you know, after saying that, the prophet has said that to confirm the message. He did that to confirm the message. And the prophet now is giving this message, he's giving this testimony before Hattie. And he says, and Hattie, maybe not knowing what the woman was saying. That to me is very important. Not knowing. She didn't know. It's God who worketh to will and to do. It's not him who is saying it. It's not her who is saying it. Something came to him from his foreign to this body. Praise be to God. It's foreign. She said, maybe not knowing what the woman was saying. He said, look how it bypassed, the prophet said, how it bypassed. And how it is bypassed, Rich and the Houthi, the big guys and everybody. It bypassed that. Look how it bypassed everything and come to a poor little old country woman there. This is, and I had $20 in my pocket. This is, I had $20 in my pocket to give back to this woman. That she had pledged $50 on this new church coming up. And I don't say this to embarrass her. She couldn't afford 50 cents, really, to give it. But her head in the message, you look at what how many times he's talking about. The message. It's about, that's God. That's our God, brother. That's our God. The message of the hour is our God. Can I say this with your permission? With any other message, you are an idol. You are worshipping an idol. That's strong. Forgive me for that, but that's the truth. There's only one God. If you worship anything else, it's not God you're worshiping. If you're worshiping any other thing, if you're believing any other thing, if you're starting with another thing, except this message of the hour, brother, the prophet said, it is the very thing that the Bible talked about, that it would deceive the very elect if it was possible. Amen. He said that was Matthew 24:24. Carrying the message, thinking that you're in the message, and you're not in the message. Message church, whatever. Brothers, you forgive me. I'm very, very strict. Very, very strict when it comes to this message. I'm saying it's, you can't be here and here and everywhere and you're saying, no, it's got to be one place. There's only one place that God chose, exactly, that God chose and placed his name there, that every worshiper should come there. Where was it? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. Which Word? The Word of the age that you're living in.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes,
so not here, not here. It's a place. It's the message of the hour. And what God comes to confirm, nothing else, is the prophet said in the book called Invisible Union, the prophet said that if you come with a message of any other age, God will not vindicate. He used the word vindicate. You're not vindicated. Any other age, you're not vindicated. What does that show? You're not come to confirm that is me. No. What was he doing? He was confirming the message of age to Abraham. He was confirming. What did he say? She was confirming the message of that age before Brother Branham. She was doing that.
Amen.
God is not, let me say in these simple terms, God will not back any other message except the message of this hour. It's very important. You know, you young people, you want to go to those churches and it's good. We are not saying don't go, just go. If you want to go, go. The other day I was somewhere with Bride Ears, don't laugh. We went with her. And we listened, a whole sermon, and it's powerful, it's powerful. And we come there and say, we worshiped very well, we prayed very well, it was great. She knows, that's why she's laughing here. She said, but where is the message of the hour? Where is it? You read quotes, that's okay. Quotes of who? Of Wesley? No, of Brother Branham. But it's, praise the Lord. It's something real. It's something that's there. Praise the God. I hope you get. And you go, if you go, listen, if you go, make sure that, me I say, the best thing is to start. To know where you stand. Be founded. Do you know that you are the message of the hour? I have a quote here. That the same God will reveal to you. The same thing. The same thing that is this. This spoke to Abraham. The same thing that he spoke to Moses to speak the scrolls. The same thing will speak to you. And you will know that you are in the message. You will recognize it. That I'm in it. But I'm here now. I'm starting it. And it will go very well with the message of the hour. It will go very well with the message of the hour. Remember, whenever the prophet was told something by anything, he went back to the word. So you will go back to the word and check whether you, what you believe, what you stand for, is according to the message of the hour. Praise be to God. You bear with me. I'm not a reader. I don't read very much, but that's okay. Now, look how it bypass. Okay, he says, and I had 20 daughters. No, okay. But her heart in the message, she wanted to. Brother Neville, I believe, had accepted it, wouldn't take the rest of it, just let her give $20 of it. And I had two $10 bills in my pocket. Meda had given me for grocery. And I said, I'm going to give back to her today. Then I thought something, I spoke. Then I thought something spoke to me. It's God who speaks. It's God who does these things. The problem is we are not in a channel. We are not in the channel. We are not in that tune of God that we know. We saw that, was it Wednesday? The other Wednesday. We're saying that you got to be in tune with God. You got to be somewhere where God can speak and you can speak back and God can speak back. Many a time is when, and I say that many a time is when we just speak. And I heard Brother Michael say that on Sunday. Sometimes I think on Wednesday. We speak. We just speak and move. We don't give God time to speak back. God is not only to be spoken to. God speaks back to his children. And every one of us has a way that God is supposed to speak back to them. The children of God are my children. My children have a way that they speak to me. They don't need an appointment. They can come to me and talk to me. And I'm a human being, I can talk back to them. So is God and his children. God is obligated to speak back to his children when his children talk back to him. But he complains. He says, you don't give me time. What if my child comes here, Daddy, I want, and run away. That's what we do, brothers. We don't give time. Okay, God, I want. Okay, I want to tell you something, brother Stanley. I want you this. I'm going to give you a shot. Is a shot you want? We don't give that God that time. But every one of us, God has a way that he talks back. We say we pray, but we don't. God is saying we don't give him time. Right. I remember one time the prophet went to the woods to pray. And he prayed. And he woke up and started walking. And the story goes like he heard something touch him. Son, can we fellowship more? Can we talk? Can we? Where is that? We should have that.
Amen.
But you can only have it if you give God some time. Away from the bustles and hassles of the world. Away from thinking about your work. Away about thinking about all this. Consecrate a time. Go before him. Talk to him. Pour your heart there and stay there.
Amen.
Like you're talking to somebody important. Let him talk back.
Amen.
There's a way that God talks. There's a way. We read that quote last Wednesday. There's a way for each one of you. He could not, if that is not the case, Brother John, he could not have said, knock, and it will be opened. Ask.
Amen.
He could not have said that. What did he say that for? Then he's a liar. Brothers, he meant it.
Amen.
Ask. Stay a bit there with him. Give yourself out. Surrender. Just give yourself out. Just surrender and be there for a bit.
That's right.
I had a testimony of a girl who went. He had a problem. She had She was dying. She felt like she was dying. There's a place we go in Kenya where it's just a camp. You camp there, you just get there, you pray. You don't do nothing else. You get to your room or something, or you go to the bushes, whatever. You stay there after. There's no food, no nothing. You just pray. So she went there. She wanted God to answer her. And she was giving me this. And she prayed. It was a group. It was a church group from Moranga Church. And they went, they prayed, and they finished. But she was crying. Even when they are getting back, she's crying. Where is my answer? Where is my, God? You don't talk back. You don't answer. Praise be to God. And then she got home, and she gave me the story. She was talking to me like a pastor. She telling me how he's disturbed. God is not answering. Then I told her when she finished the story, what I said, what? Praise be to God. You got a new answer right there. I said, what? I said, it's there. And I explained to it. I said, hallelujah. It got up and I don't know. It was on phone, but I could like. Sometimes you don't even realize why. Because you prayed. You said, God has not answered. And you go and he's not answered. And it's like he doesn't answer. And you go to your own things now. He doesn't answer and you're complaining. The thing that you do now, you cannot even hear when he's answering. Because you're complaining now. He doesn't answer. I've prayed the whole 3 days and he's not answered. That's what you're thinking. Calm down. Calm down a bit. Give yourself more to him. Trust that what he said is true. That he answers. Trust that. Stay there more time. Give him some more time.
Amen.
He will answer. He will.
Amen.
There's a question that he says, I care. Do you?
Amen.
Do you care about his message? He cares for you.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And all right. I know something spoke to me. He said, Jesus seen that widow putting in her 3 pennies and I never took it back from her. Now the prophet is thinking, he never took it back from that woman that had just paid a penny. He just came and people were not seeing and he dropped some penny there and Jesus took it and said, this woman has paid all that he has. He has given more than anybody else. You remember that woman? And Jesus did not go back to the bowl and take that penny and give it to her. But now the prophet wants to do that. He said, but that does not go well here. Let me not do that. But I'm not saying that you cannot do it. You can do it. There are some people in Kenya who have come because I'm a pastor, because I'm a preacher, and they give me something. And I look at it, and I look at it. I look away. I don't give it back like that. But I look away to go back and then and give him even more. Because of the situation, and like that. But it is let them give. Let them is more blessed to give than to receive. That's also scriptures. And there's a blessing that comes by giving. It's a blessing that comes by that. All right. And I had $20 in my pocket, and we have a little. Okay. He let her go on because he had something greater. Now mark that he had something greater down the road. What was that? That was salvation. That was the revelation of the message of the hour for that woman who took that penny. Who gave penny to Jesus Christ. That was what it was. A greater down the road. There's something greater. What is it? Sister Esther, what is this great? It's the message of this hour. I'm saying that. It doesn't sound like it's real. It doesn't sound like real. Brothers, it's real. Is the message of the hour is God. The message of the hour is God. You stay there and see. God will come. If you stay there, God, he said, he promised, he will come and vindicate it.
Yeah.
How? He can do a miracle. He can do whatever he don't want to do. He can make you. Our old people are people of old in the Bible and in history. Do you know that God did not even prevent death from coming to them? Like John has. John has stood with the word. That's history. John has stood with the word. There was no miracle that God come and show this and show this. John stood with it until death. Why? Why can God prevent John has from being on the firewood? You know, because he's tied up to the firewood and his man. Why can't God do like he did at Daniel? Is them God? Why can't he do? Praise God. Not always. God has something greater down the road for John Hass. What was that? Eternal life in the message of the hour. Eternal life. Do you know Christians don't die? If I drop here and die, don't worry. Sometimes you cry because of his body. Dad, you love me. You'd cry, surely. But no, I'm in a better place.
Amen.
There's some greater for every believer, for every member of the bride down the road.
Amen.
It's painful sometimes, but there's something down the road. There is, brother. There is. We are so much on this. We are so much on our children. We are so much on the neighbors. We are so much on this and that about this. God wants just to release your mind a bit and have a channel between him and you. Just a small channel that God can talk back and you can have some relationship. Something that he can put in your mind. Something that you can speak. Something that, son, let's walk together a bit. Son, let's talk. Son, let's have some fellowship. God loves fellowship. God wants you to go somewhere. alone, somewhere alone, not with people, not with the world, not with whatever you're working, not with all your problems. Just go somewhere, sit down somewhere with him and have some fellowship. Daddy, let's have some fellowship. Son, let's have some fellowship. And you sit down, the two of you, just talk. Praise to God. Do you remember that time when the prophet talked to those lawyers and it was not true and he was accused by God that he lied? And he said, I went to the woods or somewhere. And Brother Don, he stayed there. How long does he say he stayed there? The whole day talking to God. And finally God came and God answered, Son, I've forgiven you. He said, Father, because you're a good friend. They are talking man to man. I mean, do you see that? It's like, I'm just talking to you. Because you told me that you're going to forgive me. For me to be very sure, to be certain, if I don't disturb you, God, they are talking. I laughed. The prophet said, how can you bring that God of history that was doing that here to this day? He says, you can do it. He said, you can do it. By doing what? By every morning when you wake up, you talk to God. You take your old Bible. He says the Bible. You take your old Bible. If your children, you have the children, read the Bible. Pray together. Get together. Love one another like that. Being one accord and everything. Do that. In the evening, the same. All the time in the day, do like that. You can bring that God here. That God of history. He can be a present God, not a God of history. Amen. He says the prophet was told by God. not God now telling Brother Branham. God has told him, I've forgiven you. Daddy, I know you've forgiven me. But would you give me a sign? You know, Daddy, I'm in this body. I'm just paraphrasing, just thinking. You know, and sometimes it disturbs me. I might go there and it happens like the other day it happened when you created the schools and the devil came and told me that there were so many in the woods. You know, this body can sometimes, you know, like that. He said, so would you do something supernatural so that I know that sure you've done that? He said, son, I can do it. I can do it. And what do you want? He said, how are we? And the prophet said, how are we? Almost took him. What is that? It's a communication. It's a fellowship. It's something that... Where is that, brother? I want that. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about myself. I want a line in my mind, in myself, a line that God and me can have. A God that I can talk... And he can talk back. Yeah. I don't know how I'm going now. I'm just sticking to that. I don't know how, but let's just go the way I'm going. You know, no problem. Forgive me for this, but... Okay. Then I thought something spoke to me. Where am I? 77, okay. Little did I know he was speaking to me the same way of a widow woman. No husband. Now he's talking the way he's thinking about that widow that give us some sense. Now he's talking, God is talking to Brother Branham about the same, about Hattie. This is Hattie now, killed. Her husband was killed. Neither did I know that, that was the same one. When I said, then I would just keep the $20. You have something else for her. God had something else for her. I said, only thing I know that Jehovah is still Jehovah Jireh. He's able to provide a sacrifice. He's giving him about the story about the lamb, the schools. He's still giving him about that. And Hattie, not knowing. I like that, brothers. Because that means it's not you. It's not you. It's not your mind. It's not you. It's something else. No. And Hattie, not knowing what she was saying, reached up and said, that's nothing but the truth. Brother Branham, oh my, that was the right thing to say. Why? What is that right thing? How many people have said that very many times? But he said, that was the right thing to say. You said that, brother. He said it about more than five times, at least more than five, I don't know how many, between 5 and 10. She said the right thing. He said, Brother Banks said the right thing. He said that. What is that? He raised up and said, that's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. Oh my, that was the right thing to say. That was the right thing to say. And he says, about that time, the power of God struck that place. I never felt such anointing. When it did, I said, Hati, what do you think has happened? God has told him. God has told Brother Branham. Brother Branham, just in that. Praise God. Brother Branham, now I'm telling you, this is my thought. This is my word to you. This is my word to you. It's God's word to you now, Brother Branham. Say whatever you, let her say whatever you want. And you, not me, God. You give her. If he says he wants a car, God will not come driving a car and give it to her. No. It's Brother Branham who is going to speak it the way he's going to speak it. Like the squirrels. Do you remember the squirrels? When he was creating those squirrels, every squirrel, he said he was thinking, and somebody told him, what are you doing? Is it? I like that discussion. It's like, what are you doing? I'm squealing, I'm hunting squeals, and you've been hunting squeals, and you have not gotten any. What do you want? It's somebody. It's a reality. I think people have affixed God for wrong enough. I don't know that now. I know something that's not reality. I don't know. This is reality. This is our message. This is what he's telling us. This is our God. This is where he's supposed to be. And I know God has done something greater than this. He's revealed this message to you. I know that. Praise be to God. But the devil keeps on disturbing us. Bringing us, like, there are very many screws in this wood. There are very many screws. You see, you made excuse. No. There was none. There was zero. And none was even near. The ones that the prophets spoke were not the ones that God spoke in the beginning. No. You know, God, by his mouth, created everything. That's what the Bible said. Then he created animals. He created trees. Those were not part of them. Those were created now. By the same God, through the mouth of a man. God will never run them. What are you doing? I'm creating. I'm squealing. What do you want? Where do you want the first one? He said, every step, I love that. I didn't love that. I love it. He's holding my hand. Every step. You go like, you're falling. He's there. I love that, brothers. The prophet fought us. He forgets that he wanted three. He says, how many did you say? He's there. He's walking with you. Every step, everywhere. That's the kind of God that is God of the bride.
Amen.
He said one that was not supposed to be where. He said, let now, for me to be sure. God, I want one to be, is it a sycamore tree? That squirrels don't cry. I want them, the sycamore tree. And when he's giving that story, he asks some hunters there, you hunters, have you ever seen a squirrel on a sycamore tree? Let the devil now come. There are very many squirrels here. That's nonsense. That doesn't make sense. It's not there.
Right.
He said, so that to be sure, let this one be, I think that was the second one. Let this be, for me to be sure, let one start over there. And let it run. Through those people who are farming, as a farmer there or some farmer there. Those people who are doing their farming there. Let it come. And I shoot it here. It's a reality.
Amen.
And what is it? We are living in that age where God, the creator of heaven and earth, and nobody else is in that age except the bride. The bride is in that age where the creator of the earth is here. With the bride, and the bride and the bridegroom has become one with her. She can do as he did in the beginning there.
Amen.
The prophet says, and I have that quote there, if I don't read it, that there's some things like those squeals, like those squeals that Brother Branham made. I'm saying like that. He's not. He didn't say it. I'm just paraphrasing. But there are some things that he didn't do when he was here on earth. You understand what I mean? Yeah. He didn't do. That were left for us. That we will do them. We the bride, we will do them. Not him now. We people, we the bride will do them. And I believe one of them, I believe that's me. I believe one of them was those screws. It was to be made. Yeah, it was not there. But it was to be spoken by Brother Branham. forgive me, because it sounds like it doesn't make sense. What is the importance of a squeal? To me, it is not. If I want meat, I can go there, get some meat, and come in. But God does whatever he wants to do. And he's dealing with somebody else now. He's not dealing with Sandy. He's dealing... For me, maybe he cannot come and tell me to make a squeal. You know what I want? You know what I want? And maybe Brother Ahmad, I want to be saturated with this revelation that... Amen. Even that's my desire, brothers and sisters. I want to be immersed, completely immersed, lost in this. I want to die in it.
Amen.
I don't want a squeal. If he gives that, Lord, that's enough. That's good enough for me. Brother Brandon was, what have you been doing the whole day? And he can come and what have you been doing the whole time? Studying. Like your pen eunuch and not understanding. Son, don't worry. I'm going to send Philip. I'm going to send a revelation to you. It's coming. Just wait. It's coming, brother. It's coming, son. It's coming, daughter. It's coming. And whatever it is, the prophet said, whatever you want, just speak. Don't cry, speak. Whatever you want, just speak. He said, do you want somebody to raise up? It's come to a place where you're walking with a brother and he's falling down and you have a list on and something, just talk to him and don't cry, just talk. He said, do you know what happened? And he'll be with you. Sometimes a brother, you can be walking with a brother and the brother falls down and he dies there and he starts looking for a priest to bury him and you're gone. Praise be to God. Because you are in tune with God, you know what to do with the word. The prophet said, the bride you have the word, and she will know what to do with the word. You know. God is speaking and you're walking with him, somebody falls, and you turn around, he said, whatever you want. You want to raise the dead? You can tell, brother, wake up. We need to go. Like Joshua. He says, like Joshua. Joshua, the prophet said, did you know? And it's not written. That is not written that. That when Joshua stopped the sun, God told him to do that. Is the prophet who's saying it? He didn't just do it. He said, God told him. It's not written anywhere, but God told him. He is God.
Amen.
Taking me, walking with me. Is God's heart that I'm just there for him. Don't worry about my quotes. I'm gonna post some more. Don't worry about them. Just read them.
Amen.
Thus says the Lord. Ask what you will. Don't care what it is. God has given me the authority to give you. Who gave him the authority? Hatia, I have mercy upon you. You don't have nothing. You don't have money. So I'm feeling mercy. And now, because I'm the prophet, and I've seen very many things be done by God, I'm going to give you whatever you want. You are very poor. I can give you money because you know I've even brought you money because you are poor. It's not like that, brother. It's not because I want. It's because not mercy. It's not that I'm not. It's not that. It is not that I'm not merciful. Praise be to God. But it's not mercy. It's not pity. It's not. It's not. It's not that. It's not that. It's listening to a certain voice that has a channel to come to you, And you, the members of the bride, will know. Let me read that before I go. Because it's down there. Let me just read it. Let me just read it because it keeps on coming to me. Let me just read it. It's the last quote of my quote. Last quote of my quote. And when time comes, I'm going to close. It's just about time to come. I'm just going to... Don't worry about the quotes. I have very many quotes. I'm going to... And you have them now. I think I said them. Do you receive quotes? You talk to Michael if you don't. Hannah, if you don't receive quotes, talk to Michael. Make sure you have these quotes. These quotes are good. Okay? And whenever you are seated down, like Dawn preached, Dad, we need what you preach there. We need it. Let the people listen. This is not about whatever. This is about God. Let's listen. Put it out there. Let the people listen. Let the people see what God is doing. Maybe there's a code there that's gonna be thrown there, and you can get helped. Make sure that you listen even when you get home. You people, when you get home, if you not listen. Read the quotes. That's why they're put there. Read the quotes. It's not because I'm anybody. I'm a brother, sisters. I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody. Don't come to a place. Here becomes somebody. I'm a nobody. But this is everything. Praise be to God. I may not even say it right. No, don't worry about that. He says it right.
Amen.
Go back there.
Right.
He says it right. Look at it.
Amen.
Well, let me go down there and read it. These are the church ages. Somebody, are you able to do that, brother? Brother Michael, I'm sorry, I just jumped all over. I'm not very good at that, but... The members of the virgin bride will have him. It's a letter that was written. Brother Don, I was debating, do I put this there? And I just put it aside. Well, this has been read so many times. But every time I read it, it shakes me. Praise be to God. So I just said, I'm just going to put it there. However it goes, if I don't read it, it's just there. There's no wrong thing to put it there, so I'm just going to put it there. The members of the virgin bride will love him, and they will have the potentials. They will have the potentials, for he is their head, and all power belongs to him. They are subject to him, as the members of our bodies are subject to our heads. To me, that's very strong. That's how much we are subject to him. You cannot go to... Okay, you know what I mean by head. The whole body is subject. You cannot even do this. You cannot even do this with the eyes. Is it called, what do you call it? Wink. You cannot even wink before the head knows that you're winking. So can I do I don't do nothing until I... That's too hard, brother. That's too powerful. I don't do nothing until he tells me to do. I can't lace my leg until he tells me lace the leg. So you, the bride, me, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, cannot even lace a leg. Cannot do nothing. Cannot heal nobody. We cannot do nothing unless he said, do it. The head says, do it. So it's the head that comes and tells you, do it. Okay, let me finish this. Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father. John 15:19. This harmony now is now to exist between the groom and the bridegroom. Praise be to God. This is strong. And you remember this was not Brother Branham. Brother Branham was to take up a pen, take up a paper, write. This is a dictation from God. God is telling him, right. This is God saying it. This is God saying it. That this is what is going to happen. Let the world refute that. Let the world say it cannot happen. It is saying it's going to happen. Sometimes it doesn't look like it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Yeah. The bride don't have their own thoughts. Yeah. And I know we are disturbed. By this, by that, place of work, sometimes Like we are getting some stories, I think yesterday, how some people don't even want to work in a certain place because of the environment there is bad. We are all that. But there's something, down deep something, that has a channel. It's like your phone. It's like you have a phone in your pocket. Somehow, I can talk to my wife. In all these problems, I'm suffering, I'm doing this, I'm maybe running. honey, sweetheart, whatever. In our midst, all these problems and things like that, you have a channel. Father, I'm here. Father, I still love you. Father, I know you're together. But we have that. Praise be to God. It looks like, it doesn't look like that. Because we look like any other people walking and doing like that. But there's a channel. What did God do? God chose something. It's called predestination. And put that seed, that word in you. It disturbs you. I mean, it's all this. You see, now you're going to touch something wrong. Something tells you, no. He's watching. He's here. He's walking with you. There's nothing wrong can happen. The prophet, he's going to say, no harm can come to you. Did you know that you cannot unbelieve the word of God?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
You cannot.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said, Brother Don? You cannot unbelieve the word. You cannot.
Amen.
The bride cannot.
Amen.
Even if you planned to.
Amen.
You cannot. There's no way to do it. Why? There's a greater power. There's God.
That's right.
That is in control. He's so powerful that you don't. The only thing he requires is surrender. Just be there. Just surrender. You know, the only difference is, it's people who are not surrendered, this is my way of seeing it, I'm sorry. The people who have surrendered, or surrendered more, because all of us have surrendered to some extent, or surrendered more, it's very easy to push them around to take them, you know, to move with them. It's very easy to move with them. Some of us, God has to put us, kuja, come, you've got to come. Whether you want it or not, come. He's trying, and that is why the prophet said, it looks funny, but as the truth, the prophet said, there's a quote of the prophet. The prophet said, if you knew your position, I think that is the book called Why Can I Speak, one of the books. He said, if you knew your position, you would save yourself a lot of trouble and save God too.
Amen.
Save God too a lot of trouble. You know why? It's going to push, you're going to come. You're giving God a lot of work. Because you got to. Did you know you cannot go to hell?
Amen.
Those are the strong. You cannot. God has got to. If it comes to striking you, he's going to strike you. If it means packing you home, he'll pack. Did you know that there's a good like that? He can even pack you home. God will do anything, but that seed cannot go nowhere else but to him. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Okay, let me finish with this and then we just close and go. This harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. He shows her his word of life. She receives it. You cannot disbelieve. When the bride is given this word, she receives it. And you might not receive it the first time because the prophet said, listen, you know, I've heard this also, ma'am. I've heard this. It's spoken. But if I spoke, like if I'm preaching now and give it here, if people don't believe it, then they're gone. They're done. They're finished. That's not true. It might be true. It might not be true. One, it's got to be God's right time. Do you know that? And I also told somebody else says, no, it's not like that. And this preacher, it's a big preacher, maybe he's listening in. And he said, no, until I sent him a quote. He said, I said something else. It must be the right person.
Yeah.
That's also strong. It doesn't sound right. It must be the right person.
Amen.
Do you know, it might be a sister who will sing a song. People don't even think that God can use whatever he wants. You are all the tools of God and he can use whatever he wants to use. Maybe it's a sister who is going to sing a song and he'll be so much anointed and it strikes you and you're done. You see it there, right there. You see, okay, this is what Brother Don has been saying. And Brother Don maybe has been preaching for all these years and it's never strikes. So this is what Dad has been saying. I didn't know that. And it's a song. Or some words, you're fellowshipping with a sister and a sister says something. From the bruise, you see the Dad and what he says. Why? Because that is the ordained God's way. That's God's ordained way for that. Praise be to God. And when it happens, let me tell you, when God brings it, nobody can stop it. No one can stop it. Nobody. Nothing can stop it. It's there.
Amen.
She receives it. She never doubts it. Therefore, nothing can harm her. Not even death. Praise be to God. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Because there must, water is the Holy Ghost. It must come. Let me tell you something. If you are seed, the Holy Ghost has got to come. You've got to be born again. The Holy Ghost must. that sounds not right, Brother Don. It sounds. But it's the truth. If you are seed, you cannot get lost. And the Holy Ghost and the seed has got to get together. So it must come to birth. You must be born. God has got to come and buy and give you a second birth. He must.
Amen.
The word is the bride. Okay. She receives it. She never doubts it. Therefore, nothing can harm her. And there's something else. When I'm at it, Brother John, let me just see this. I'm closing. But let me see this, brothers. The devil is cunning. The devil is cunning. Sometimes you get annoyed. As a human being, you get annoyed. You say, like that. And the devil, you know you are not. You know you are not. Because you know you got angry. You know you got, he constantly punch on that. Don't listen to him. This is this body. You are found in a certain mistake somewhere and the devil will not constantly there. You did it. You're not even worthy. You're not. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that kind of nonsense. We're in these bodies. These bodies don't belong here. They will go down. They go back to the dust. But there's something in you called the seed of God. It cannot unbelieve. It cannot. It will never. You read there, I put something there, a quote in 1961 that talks about how he comes. Is there, you read it when you get home, how he brings his word. And the first thing that happens is in the head. I had so many quotes and I thought, am I going to put this one here? And I said, I've put so many, there are so many, I cannot even finish them. So I'm going to put it there anyway. And maybe I'm going to post it on the groups. It comes on the mind first, and it drops. That revelation drops very slowly to somewhere in the heart. The process. There's somewhere in the heart, and it drops there. And when it drops there, that's God.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Okay, the word is the bride. Okay, for if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride. How is the word in the bride? Just like it was put in Moses. Make fries. Like it was put in Brother Abraham. Make squirrels. Whatever it is, the word of God, that God himself is in you now. Praise be to God. And it can do whatever is necessary to do, it can do. From there, it can do whatever you want, it will do. Whatever God wants it to do, it will do.
Amen.
You are very close to God, God will let you know. All right, okay. The word, I've said it so many times, so let me say it again. The word is in the bride, as it was in Mary. It cannot produce nothing else. When the word was put in Mary, it had produced Jesus. The word in the bride will not produce nothing else but the promised son.
Amen.
The word produces the word. Your life. And don't, I'm not talking about miracles that you're going to move mountains and things. No. The greatest mountain was you. The greatest mountain was you.
That's right.
To realize and recognize the message of the hour and get saved. That was the greatest mountain that you moved. There's a quote there from the, I think, investment. You see it. You see it somewhere there. That's talking about that. That you recognize. You recognize who you are. And that's how you're saved and things like that. The word is in the bride, as it was in Mary. The bride has the mind of Christ. That this might be new. The bride has the mind of Christ.
Yes, sir.
For she knows. She knows what he wants done with the word. He knows that he doesn't do nothing until he says it. That's the word. That is to know what to do with the word. It's here. I have the power. I have everything. It's here. I'm his son. I can do anything. I'm God. Praise be to God.
Amen.
But I'm passing through, you know, that lake. That there was a lake there. And people were jumping there. And he passed there. And nobody's going to be healed. Praise be to God. I know what to do with the word. Jesus Christ knew how to do the word. So he tells just one, wake up. I think it was bride. And he opened his eyes. And the rest of them were still there. He knows what to do with the word. Okay. He wants done with the word. She performs the command of the word in his name. For she has thus says the Lord. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit. And it comes to pass. That's what Moses did. That was what Brother Branham did. Okay. Like a seed that is planted and watered, it comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. Those in the bride do only his will. No one can make them do otherwise. They have thus said the Lord, or they keep still. That has been said so many times. But it's still here. It's still true. It's more true now than it was when I had it. 5 years ago, 10 years. It's more real now.
Amen.
They know that it has to be God in them doing it. To make those screws is God. It's got to be God. And they know it's God. Nobody else can do it. Doing the works, fulfilling his word. He did not complete all his work, for he was in his other ministry. So now he works in and through the bride. It's not the bride just telling him, I think I've said that so many times. It's not the bride just come, let this house be. This house, I don't know. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. In and through the bride. It is him working in and through the bride. She knows that. For it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must now do. But he will now fulfill through the bride in that work which he left for this specific time. I'll finish it there. You remember, I've not even finished the story of... can I finish that one? Let me finish that story. It just writes, and then... because there's a quote, and I didn't finish it. Let me just finish that. And I don't know where we are. If I can, that would be... Let me just finish that. Very fast. I'll finish it very fast, that story. You can have it. Ask for that crippled woman. Now the prophet is trying to tell him what to do. Ask for that little crippled girl to get up and walk. She'll have it. Ask for anything else. She said, what shall I ask, Brother Branham? I said, anything that you wish for. Thus saith the Lord. Oh, what a feeling. She looked around. There sat her aged, gray-headed daddy that had been brought back from the dead, almost. Okay. There sat her aged mother, sickly. She's now trying to see what that here can say. Sickly. There sat her little crippled sister. But she chose just what was right. Not her. It's not, she didn't choose this. God chose it for her. She had two teenage boys. Just in that age of recklessness. Are you able, brother, to go back there? No problem. No problem. I went back there. I'm sorry. Crippled sister. But she wrote, she chose just what was right. She had two teenage boys like that. One was Christian, waiting. But the boys wasn't Christian. She said the source of those two boys, God bless her heart.
Amen.
She asked for the salvation of the two boys. I said, thus says the Lord, you can have them. Just like that, you can have them. Oh, this is not him talking, it's God. You can have them. He's not a man.
Amen.
You can have them. And here they are. But in other words, he doesn't say that. They ran from here, they were praying and joking. They come out and they knelt down and they were ready to the Christ. And the prophet is saying, and here they are baptized into the faith. They are message believers. They were telling me the other night, even that little bitty boy washing feet in there, putting his hands over on Brother Nevo's, the pastor's head, and praying for him when he was washing feet. He's a real Christian. Okay. The two little boys are probably sitting here in the meeting somewhere in this morning. Are they, Hattie? Are they here with you, Sister Hattie? Say they are in the back there. In the back there. Where are you, boys? Raise up your hands. Where are the two? Can you imagine people from the world and come now and they're here and they're just like that, says the Lord, and they're here. And then he says, where is the two boys there? Are they standing back in the back? God bless you. All right, there you are. Now, what happened? That same thing, no matter what. Now, what happened? That same thing. Now, he said, now that same thing is not only for Hattie. It's not only for us. Now, that same thing, no matter what should have happened, what she would have asked, she could have said it. She should have got it. Now, I'm wanting to see that happen. It's going to be the attitude of the people towards the message. What is your attitude towards the message? That's the thing. What did he say that she said right? It's declaring that the message of the hour is true. That is what she said that was right. Now, what is your attitude towards this message?
Amen.
What is your act? If you have the right attitude towards this message, you are saying the right thing.
That's right.
You're saying the right thing. See how she said it? She said just the right thing. It's what you say that does it. What you say. Look at the Syrophoenician woman. And you read that story somewhere else in another book about that Syrophoenician woman. And I'm stopped there. But do you know what that Syrophoenician woman did? He had the right attitude. He came calling him, son of David. He didn't answer. That's very rude. I'm talking to you and not. That's very rude. He didn't even look at her. Then she realized what has happened. She called him the wrong name. He called the son of man or son of man. And now he can answer. But he answered very wrongly. He called her a dog. Do you know that? But what is her attitude? What is her attitude? What is your attitude about this message? Do you come here and say, if the preacher preaches like this, touches my life, touches this, I'll not be in that church again. Is that your attitude? If this message says this against me, is that your attitude? She was told, I cannot do that because I've not come to give the bread of the children to the dogs. The prophet said, he called her a dog. And he accepted. If the master says I'm a dog, I'm okay. Let me be a dog. Son of man, let me be a dog, God. Message, let me be a dog. But would you please let this dog eat when the master is sitting on the table? There are some things that are not very useful that drop. Would you let it drop on this dog?
Amen.
Just like Hattie, when Hattie said that, that drop got from heaven. And said, that child that you're praying for will be well. What is the attitude? What is your attitude towards that God? What is your attitude towards this message? What is your attitude? Let's pray. I don't know, Lord, why I got to speak like that. And thank you, because you have a reason for it, Lord. sometimes I feel unworthy. Sometimes I feel like I'm not supposed to speak to the people like that, Lord. But you know it. You know all things, Lord. And maybe there was a purpose. If it was just wasting the time, Lord, forgive me for that. But Lord, bless me. Get me where you want me to be. It might be painful sometimes, but Lord, let it be. Whatever it takes, bring me where I'm supposed to be as your son. A son that you can be proud of, Lord. Let it be, Lord, to these great brothers and sisters, your daughters and your sons, Lord. Let it be the same, that you bless them with your presence, with your closeness to each one of them individually, that each has a testimony in their hearts. They have a God that is a new father to them, a father that they can talk to, and a father that can talk back to them. Thank you. In all this, you've done great things. You brought us this far. And that's a sign that you care. That's a sign that we are yours. The lust that we have for you, Lord, shows that you are willing to take us higher, to get us closer to you, Father. And we are here surrendering to you, saying, Father, take us to yourself, Father. It's our desire. We are not desiring the things of this world. Well, the riches, as much as that is good, that is not what you're looking for. We are looking for something different. Something, Lord, like you give to those two boys. That is what we are looking for. Like you said, there was something better down the road for that woman who gave only a penny. There's something better for us, Lord. We know. That is what we are crying for. That's what we want, Lord. Now, the problem is not you. The problem is us. Father, we come and pray. Give us that ability to surrender, to give all that we are, to give, to die, Lord. We don't want ourselves, Father. Let us die and give ourselves to you, Father. It's our prayer. As we commit each one, Lord, to your presence, that you take them to you, Lord, as jewels upon your crown now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. 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 God bless you. Brother Don.
Say the right thing. Say amen. That's the right thing. Amen. It's the word. He's the word. And everything that he does in a born-again believer, it's his will. It's his mind. It's his desire. Because he's taken control. I've heard each one of these ministers say it many times. You no longer are doing your desire. You're no longer doing your will. It is him. He made you for this purpose. As he made the non-seed, he made him for that purpose. And so it's his glory and his honor. And we're just so blessed to be a part of it. We're so blessed to be able to share in this revelation. We're so blessed to be able to sit in his presence and hear and see the things that we see. And I think, and I've thought many times about what Brother Branham said, said if I got to the end of the road and he sent me to hell, I would thank him for this walk.
Amen.
I would thank him for this life that he let me be a part of.
Amen.
This ministry and this revelation.
That's right.
And it becomes more real. I thank him. I know where I was headed. I know what I wanted to do. It was all a life of misery. I heard a man on the radio the other day talking about that he quit drinking. It was this Joe Rogan guy, that he quit drinking and partying. He just did this, not a believer, just quit doing it. He said, it's like I woke up one day and I realized, what a waste of my life. What a waste of waking up miserable and waking up with a headache. And God has spared us. We don't even have any desire. We don't have any desire for those things. He has delivered us from all of that. And let us look into the supernatural.
Amen.
As far as he wants us to see. I can't control it. You can't control it. As far as he wants me to see, that's what I'm going to see. And as far as if you see a million miles past me, praise be to God.
Amen.
Praise be to God. That's good. But I can only see it as far as he lets me. You can only see it as far as he lets you.
Amen.
Amen. Both to will and to do.
Amen.
He puts the desire in you to want it. Yeah. Brother Gumball, we appreciate it so much. The great message. And I was thinking this morning, I was thinking about you as you were fixing to go. And I thought, how much you've meant to me in the last 20 years. And what an impression that Brother Goom has made on my life and the influence that he's had on my life. And I don't share a lot of times, and a lot of times he you know, it's even like your wife. I'm terrible about relating and saying and talking and sharing my feelings. Every once in a while I do. But you have had a big impact on my life, brother. God has used you in a lot of ways you don't know. And I appreciate it so much.
Amen.
And I appreciate the desire,
amen,
that you have for this revelation. And you're willing to go anywhere under any circumstances. And that's a powerful thing. That's a powerful thing.
Yes, sir.
And God has to give you that. Every gift, every one of you, as Brother Gumba said, every one of you have your own gift. And God is the one who moves that gift. He's the one. He's the one who gave you that desire. He's the one who gave you that ability. And he's the one who motivates you in it.
Amen.
And we want to surrender. It's our daily desire. Let me surrender. Amen. And so now, as Brother Goomba is preparing, let us remember him. And let us remember his family.
Amen.
Both here and there. Let us hold him up in prayer every day. That God's hand is upon him. And we know that it will be. And sometimes I pray in the morning for the family or for the believers, and I keep saying, Lord, do this, and bless them. And I think, sometimes I feel like I got to quit saying it. Sometimes I just stop and I said, I don't even have to ask you because you've been doing it. Every day you've been doing it.
Amen.
Every day you bless them. And I just need to say thank you every day.
Amen.
Because it's what you do. It's just what you do. And so I'm thanking God right now for the great trip he's going to have, the
Amen.
Safe journey he's going to have, and every soul that's going to hear it, every soul is going to hear this message. And I agree 100%. There's only one message. There's only one message. And it's not in the church ages. It's not in the seventh church age.
Amen.
It's the revelation of Jesus Christ today.
Yes, sir.
And he's the token. He's the token. He's the literal life of Jesus Christ living on the earth today in a body.
Amen.
He's here. And he's living. And he's living in you. Amen. So we send God's blessings upon our brother, with our brother, in all things. And so we're going to ask Brother Chris if he'll come and dismiss us this morning. We'll ask you to stand together with us now. We appreciate each one coming today.
Amen. I know you enjoyed it. I was thinking about that woman at the well, brother. She's been on my mind for months. You know, she asked the right thing too. She said the right thing too.
Yes.
As soon as he spoke about water, she said, "Give me some of that water."
Amen.
And proceeded to do that.
That's right.
Revelation. Yeah. So good. Let's pray and we'll be dismissed. Father, you've heard the message this morning, and you've heard the hearts of your people. And Lord, we thank you for your blessings and your word. And Lord, we are asking the blessing for Brother Goomba as he leaves and flies, Lord. And as Brother Don said, we know you've already heard before we ask, Lord. You're already doing before we speak. Lord, that just gives us that much more confidence, Lord, to walk on and to do your blessed will as you would open up the path for us. We ask that you open up the path for Brother Goomba there as he's on the mission field, Lord, that he'd know, even as Philip knew, which way to go and where to step and what to say and when to leave and come. All the things that we have need of as we walk through this life, Lord, you just give them to us. We thank you for it. We ask you'll go with us now as we leave from here. Bless each one and keep them, Lord. We give you all the thanks, all the praise and the glory, Lord. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.